Hey everyone, welcome back to ALD TV Now. I'm Mallory and it is officially November, the month of giving back. And so we thought we would spend this episode talking with you a little bit more about our volunteer opportunities here with Holiday Inn Club Vacations. You may notice that Eric is not joining me today, but I do have Shannon Novikoski in the studio, our senior manager of training and also a volunteer herself. Welcome, Shannon.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
We are excited to have you. Well, a little birdie told me that you volunteered recently at Clean the World. Could you tell us a little bit about your experience?
Yeah, I did. So Clean the World is such an amazing organization. So all of our resort locations donate their used and partially used soaps to Clean the World once the rooms are clean. And then what it's done there is everything's like cleaned and processed and reformed into bars of soap for people to receive across the entire world that don't regularly have access to hygiene products. And they say that one bar of soap actually can save thousands of lives.
Oh, wow.
So you're there sorting that and helping make that possible.
That's amazing. That's a huge number.
Yeah.
Now, I've done this. Have you also volunteered at Second Harvest Food Bank as well?
I have. Second Harvest was really fun. So it's a, you know, really cool just to know that you're boxing things up that's going to go out into your local community, which is really nice. But yeah, so I was in the dry goods sorting station, but there was also teams doing the meats. There's also some produce that gets sorted, but it was really fun. We kind of made it a competition to see who could like produce the most weight, coming out for the day. And, yeah, it was really fun.
That's amazing. Now I did that too. And one of my favorite parts was getting to spend the day with people that maybe you don't normally see throughout the average work week. So I know, you know, we work with in HR, but there are some people even within our own department that we just don't see all the time.
Yeah, it was really cool. So the day I was there were some team members from operations, and then there's also some team members from human resources there. And it was nice because truthfully, I only really see people from the academy, from our team, because we're kind of separate from the rest of the group. So it was nice to be able to see some people that, you know, I wouldn't see every day, and then people from the resort that I don't get to see all the time. And even on this day too, there were actually some team members from other organizations. So there's a group there from Universal Orlando. So it's cool to meet them and how they do community service at their company and just what they do for, you know, their community as well.
Yeah, kind of getting out in the community. Now, a few months back, some of you may remember that we talked about VTO. So I must ask Shannon, did you use your VTO for your volunteer opportunities?
I did use my VTO. So it's nice. I try to volunteer on the weekends when I can, but, you know, sometimes it's not always possible. And when you work, you know, full week, like all of us do, whether that's, you know, whatever days those are, it's hard to use those days off to also want to give back when you're trying to catch up and run errands and who knows what else, right? So it's nice to be able to have the opportunity to use, you know, time essentially away from the office. You know, it's hard. Things get hectic. But making the time for it's so important. And with the VTO, it's kind of like a win-win. Like, you're getting rewarded from actually going out to the community and just doing something amazing, which is rewarding enough in itself. But the fact that we don't have to worry about missing any hours or pay or anything like that with our volunteer time off or our VTO is just makes it even cooler.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I know many of our viewers may be thinking this is the perfect time of year to volunteer. We just got through those busy summer months. So do you have any recommendations or advice on where team members should go or what we should look for if we want to sign up for volunteer opportunities?
Yeah, so definitely check out My Academy. Typically, if there's something going on at your location or in your department, there's probably going to be something in My Academy. If there's not, I would check with your leaders. So typically the resort leaders or your department leaders typically will know what's going on. Your Heart Travels ambassador, how could I forget about them? They are really, truly the person to go to even before your leader. Go to them first and then see what's going on in your area. And, you know, honestly, if after you talk to some of these people and you don't see anything going on, don't hesitate to, you know, try to organize something yourself with that Heart Travels ambassador. You know, I know there's so many different charities and organizations across the country that we support, and I'm sure it's, you know, pretty easy to get something set up and make sure that that time is well spent with your teams.
Yeah, well, I am ready to sign up like right now. So I want to thank Shannon for joining us today. This was super informative and hopefully helpful to our team members. And I want to thank all of our viewers as well for joining us. And we'll see you next time on ALD TV Now. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to ALD TV, produced by the Academy of Learning and Development. Visit academyld.com to subscribe and see more of our content.